Has-Been Nation, welcome to episode 4. As you can see, I'm back. You know, Smite just didn't work out for me, so. I'm your co-host, Christian Gordon.
Ulises.
And it's your boy, Raul. And today, we have some stories cooked up for you. Basketball's back. I know CG's excited to see his Thunders come back and come out with another first-round exit.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Dame Dollar.
And Yuli, your team's the Mavericks. They've been choking in the fourth lately.
No, dude. It stops tonight. I think they're playing right now, actually.
Oh! Okay, Christian. And then I think the Rockets are currently playing, too. They're getting blown out by the Trailblazers.
Fuck the Rockets.
Retweet.
Hey, it's not. Is that Everclear? What is that?
Water.
What? Fake.
Hydration is key.
This dick is key.
Right. So, Christian, did you do anything interesting on your hiatus?
Your Smite extravaganza?
Yeah. Played a lot of Smite. A lot of Smite. Sucked real bad. No, but I had a bachelor party this weekend. Can't give all the deets. Midget strippers.
What?
It's basically the... is the highlight of the weekend. But now we went deep sea fishing down in Houston, down there in old Port Aransas, a little far from, I knew it. It's a little far from Houston, but we met a friend down there, caught a couple fish, caught a 4-foot hammerhead shark, not I, but one of the guys we were with.
Yeah,
so it was an exciting weekend. We drank a lot, had some fun. Midget strippers. What about you, Yuli?
I mean, I didn't do anything, really. There's a pandemic here. I live in, like, Texas's hot spot of Dallas. So, bro, I just stay inside, honestly. I went to the grocery store. That's about it.
Hell yeah.
Mask that was the highlight on. Of my weekend.
Fucking mask on.
Mask
yeah.
on.
Mask off.
Mask on.
I'm one of the Karens that say it's my right to wear no mask.
Do you bully the Walmart guy? The greeter?
At the greeter, I'm not wearing this mask, bro. No. Wear your mask.
Hashtag wear your mask.
You're...
So, Raul, tell us about your experience this weekend.
My experience? I haven't really done shit. My brother had the Rona. I was in close contact with him. So...
Whoa.
So I've been on lockdown for about a month now. So the only time I got out of the house was a curbside pickup on groceries, and that was it, really.
Hell yeah!
We just did the shit in the trunk, and we just took off without paying.
What?
You pay in advance, really? Come on now.
You said,
nah,
see ya.
You just said you didn't pay, bro. You said you took off without paying.
Hit him with the old razzle dazzle.
Yeah, you hit him with the Winfield special.
Self-checkout.
Oh, come on.
Self-checkout, no cameras.
There are cameras.
It ate my receipt.
I hate this dude. Raul, what's on the menu?
Yeah.
All right. So we wanted to start off with first dates. I know for Yuli, he's got some good stories about some not-so-good first dates.
Wait. Hold on. Hey,
you're the only bachelor, man. Me and Raul, we've been out of the dating game for a little bit.
Am I the only bachelor?
Out of us three, yes.
Last man standing.
Last man standing?
You haven't taken the plunge yet.
I mean...
Or, you know, some girls just haven't responded to your DMs.
I'm dead. After a week.
Dang it.
Shitty.
That calls for a...
Mission failed. We'll get them next time, boys.
No, I mean, okay, honestly, I have one that was outrageous, and any of the girls that watch this, you can let me know if this is standard operating procedure.
There's no girls watching this.
Come on.
I just want to point that out to the podcast.
Nah, there's probably a few.
We have 10 people watching it. And they're all
except
dudes.
For our girlfriend CG.
Wait,
does that watch it?
My girlfriend doesn't watch it.
Oh really?
No,
bro, that's fake.
Yeah, she does. That's she crazy. Does.
It'd be your own, Yuli, right? It'd be your
hey,
own.
No cap. It does be hey, your no cap. No cap. No cap.
Is that a shoe that you're holding? Croc. What the fuck was that?
Yeah,
it's had fucking a Croc.
I knew he wore Crocs. I knew it.
Fucking Croc Daddy.
Always.
Croc Daddy. No, okay, so there is this one. It was, I think, right after like I settled into my job here. It was like around April of last year. Yeah. So I went on this date with this chick that I saw like around the office, not my office, but like in the same building. So we go out, right? We go to dinner.
Where'd you take her?
Gloria's.
No. What is it?
To where?
Gloria's. Y'all have never been to Gloria's?
Is that that Mexican restaurant?
Yeah, it's so, yeah.
Is that the one that claims that they invented the margarita?
Yeah.
Bro, that place is fire.
It's pretty good.
We went to Gloria's a while back when we went to Dallas.
Yeah. Y'all don't have a Gloria's in Oklahoma?
No, we just got your alma mater.
On the border.
On the border. Oh, you didn't get
That's
it.
That's racist.
That,
whoa.
That's gotta
I'm about to get canceled.
You already
got
canceled
on Smite.
Hey dude, those 14-year-olds, man, no joke. That team was real.
You're dumb. Anyways, let me get back to the story. So we go to Gloria's. It's a good time, right? I tell her, all right, see you later, right? Just like, you know, I'll text you. Like 3 months. Yeah, pretty much. 3 months later, I don't remember. We're snapping, and then she like gets into like the first date that we had or whatever. And she was like, hey, I lost interest because you didn't kiss me on the first date. Yes, I said.
I think I remember this.
I said, what?
You didn't give her a big fat smooch, man?
No.
Was this before or after the Rona?
This was before. Wait, yeah, it was last
way
year.
Way before. It's last year.
Yeah. But, so she's like, you didn't kiss me on the first date. I was like, what? I was like, the vibes might have been there, but probably not. She went on this giant rant on how, like, you only live once. And I was like, oh, my God, is that, like, a thing? Do girls expect to get smooched on the first date?
Can I quote a wise girl?
Go ahead.
Real quick?
Go ahead.
I don't want to name drop, but...
We can bleep.
Everybody gets it. It's college. Everyone's gonna get it.
Right? Oh man,
YOLO. Everyone's gonna get it.
Oh shit. I mean, honestly, you can't say her name. I don't really care. Hey, well, bro, how she did, old boy, bro? You can air her out.
Hey, KT. That's all. If you know, you know.
That's crazy. But no, that's the only like real crazy one that I had because I was just like at a loss for words. I didn't know that was a thing. Man, fuck that. I'm not gonna do it. First, I don't shoot first. I'm not about it. I don't live that life.
You miss 100% of all the shots you don't take, Yuli.
That's fine. I'm not catching any case.
Yeah, I guess. No. Hey, better to be safe than sorry. I guess
that's what I go by. Is better that's, be safe than sorry. So I don't even
leave no margin for error.
There you go. That was the only crazy thing that I went. Oh no, there was this one that
no, come on.
So all right. So I meet up with this chick. We're going to lunch, I think. She drives down from Arlington here to Dallas. And she's like, hey, I'm here with my friend. Ha ha ha, JK. I'm like, oh yeah, that's funny. Whatever. And I pull up to the establishment.
To the function.
I go sit down and she's with a friend, bro. She wasn't even cute. That's the thing, bro. Oh my, she was with a fucking friend. You know how bad I wanted to walk out after I saw that?
Well, I'm lost.
Yeah. So where was the part where it's like really bad? Like,
yeah.
Is that the bad part? Like, she brought a friend.
Hair, like, she brought a friend, but
are
I mean,
you saying
menage
a trois or?
No. She what? Okay. So she. I guess I'll back up. You got brother. You got to take all this out. I'm just telling you all this.
So, I'm not taking this out. If I'm editing this video,
so you got to take the background as to why it's, you know, it's a fucking like.
Okay. Like well, beast. Like. We're setting this up, right? And I'm like, hey, cool, like meet me here. And she's like, yeah, sure. I'm gonna bring my friend just in case you're a fucking murderer or something. And then she texts me, ha ha ha, JK. And I'm like,
I mean,
okay.
She was up front about it.
I guess.
Wait, did she
yeah.
really say just in case you're a murderer?
Yeah, but with like laughing faces and emoji. You know what I mean? The whole like, yeah, it's a joke. Bro. She even texted me, ha ha, JK. So I was like, okay, she's just trying to be funny. Yeah, whatever. And then I pull up, we go in, and I see two of them sitting there. I'm like, what? Like, what are we doing? And she's like, hey, this is my friend, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I'm not paying for you.
So,
I didn't pay for anybody. I paid for myself. No.
Wait, okay, I was putting it three ways.
Hey, I'll pay for
four.
Appetizers.
But you said it was her, you, and let's say you said she had two other friends.
No, one friend.
Just one friend.
Oh, so it's three.
All right. So what you really should have done is you should have pulled a switcheroo. You said she was ugly. The other girl, how's she?
No. She was okay. She was kind of cute.
Which one? The friend?
No.
The girl. Initial
girl that I was meeting up with. Her friend was not cute.
I had that backwards. My bad.
You definitely got to take this out. You're going to make me look like a fucking cuck.
Hey, players fuck up.
You got to take this out because if a certain person sees this, it's fucking game over for me, bro.
Oh, a girl from Arlington is going to see
No, not her. Somebody else. Somebody that we follow on the thing.
Vroom, vroom?
You act like we're not live. I'll pull up Twitter right now and go down the list.
Huh?
Are you talking about? No, who are you talking about? We'll bleep it out. Who are you talking about?
No, I don't even put it in here.
I'm not bleeping anything out.
Shut the fuck up, bro. You have to take this out. This whole little bit has to go.
Why?
Except the first part. The first one can stay. That one's kind of funny.
We're only following 26 people, guys. It's probably going to be pretty
bro,
easy.
I was thinking, hold on. I know this is completely off topic.
Ooh,
I was thinking
we
do a
baby. She plays defensive end, huh? D-E?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. We should do a thing where, like, we follow back, like, the first 15 or 20 people who retweet, like, a certain tweet. No?
Yeah.
So that we get our name out just a little bit more to a different crowd.
You guys want to see?
And an incentive for us to
follow. You good. Hey. You guys
put your face in front of it, stupid.
On YouTube.
You can't see it.
Put your face in front of it, jackass.
Dude, that's the whole point. It's a teaser, so they watch our YouTube video. You guys are fucking stupid.
No,
you guys
you're
know nothing
just,
about
no,
marketing and
worthless.
Branding. You guys know nothing about marketing and branding. More Jesus.
Raul's story and I didn't make the cut. Enjoy the rest of the podcast.
But now let's get into the real juicy stuff. Let's talk about the fucking greatest team ever assembled. Fuck the Warriors. Fuck the Bulls. This is the NAF Intramural Basketball Team led by head coach Ulysses Cisneros.
Oh, I was the head coach.
You were the
Hell
head coach.
Hell yeah.
And I was the freaking backup point guard.
Hey,
coming
in
at 5'8", 280 pounds.
Or not Raul, wasn't Gardner, didn't he show up in a suit one time?
Yeah,
he showed up in a suit for the first game. That was lit.
That should have me dead.
Yeah, Christian wasn't NAF yet.
He didn't play I thought the first season I played with B-Rad, huh?
You play with the fucking projects.
Yeah.
You wanted to be a cool guy.
But Yuli, bro, we got to tell them how we lost every fucking game.
Did we lose every game? I thought
yes,
we won
lost
one.
Every game, no. I think we won one game, but it was by forfeit because they didn't show up. Or they didn't have enough girls.
I think we still played anyways, though.
Yeah, but we still got the dub. And they still beat us, though, but I think that was our only win.
Who was on our team? Was it literally all the NAFs?
So it was me, you, the Moore brothers. Sconti was on our team. Mario was on our team. And then we had that soccer girl, Nicole. She hit her ankle at the first game. I can't remember the other girl who was on our team. I think it was KB. I think it was.
Freshman year?
No.
Yeah. I can't remember. I want to say it was her, but I could be wrong.
She didn't come till sophomore year, I think.
Okay, well then I can't remember who the other girl was. And I don't know who the other girl was who replaced.
It was somebody good, I thought. It was Marcy. Maybe.
Oh, Marcy. Yeah, Marcy.
It was Marcy.
Because she was balling. She was the best player on our team. She was. She was the only reason we scored points.
She came like halfway through the season.
She came half. I remember she hit a step back jumper on somebody, bro. I lost my shit. I was like, wow, we can't even score a layup. We're all over here botching a wide open.
Bro, I botched open a wide open jump shot doing the Dirk fadeaway.
I was begging for that one.
Bro, you always ask me like, roll, do the Dirk fadeaway.
I hit it, bro.
Bro, I missed every single one.
Did you score it all? Come on.
You remember how try hard Sconce was whenever we played?
Yes.
And then I think it was against CG's team, bro, where he got hurt and he hurt his ankle.
Yes, he got mad.
This guy, he laced up his dames, bro, and just went hardcore every game.
The all red shoes. Yep.
Yeah, bro. He just drive every time he got the ball.
And he missed. No, actually, he made
about like 40% of his shots, I will say.
Jeez, 40%? He's an all-star.
That's what I'm saying. He was okay. I think overall was a little better.
Who wants to fucking get in front of a guy who's just gonna lower his shoulder and bust your ass in intramural basketball?
Jeez, yeah, 2-4-2.
I think he would do that against girls too.
Yeah, I was about to say he was doing that against chicks.
Didn't he steal the ball from girls?
Yeah, I think that's a foul.
It was a foul, automatic foul. He steal.
Was it a foul?
Girls.
Yeah.
Damn,
bro, that was bad.
That was fun though. Who was freshman year is just the original NAF. I think it started getting good sophomore year though, like when we had Grayson and Klaus and all those absolute fat asses on our team. You remember that,
bro? That's when it got more fun, and I think we won like 2 or 3 games.
Yeah, I don't know how. I really don't.
But back to freshman year, bro. Do you remember one game where you came out there and slides and you had your phone out, bro? And you're like, yeah. Bro, we gotta find that video.
I do think remember
Gardner
that.
Has it recording you running on the field and running on the court with your slides and your phone.
I also have a video of him getting the ball ripped, of him getting fucking ripped. I need a. I'll send it to you.
All right. And then, do you remember how the last game went, Yuli, for us?
No, I don't. Jog my memory.
Bro, this is our last game. We lost every single game. Blown out. Bro, this is our last chance to fucking get a dub. We are tied.
Oh!
Down to the wire. Freaking. Remember L?
Yes, sir.
Bro, L has the ball, bro. An ex-basketball player playing for the intramural team. Bro,
he was on my team.
I think it probably was your team.
It was
us. We had Mario, the fucking kicker, out there guarding him on the last second shot. He gets to the corner. He pulls up. Mario's hand is all in his face, and he fucking wets it for the game winner.
I remember I went up to him. I was like, bro, you couldn't let us have that one. He was like, nah, man. My bad.
He's like, no, man. Man.
I'm good, man.
Wow. Christian, how did you guys fare that season?
I think we got third or fourth.
Try
we were good, but dude, we weren't a team, man. We just weren't a team. Didn't have a good rotation. Didn't have good girls. Just not an equation to win, man.
Who's on your who are the chicks on your team?
I'm trying to think. It was no one good. We focused on all guys. I think the track team won that year because they had Taylor Needham.
Yeah, that makes sense. You're focusing on all guys.
Bro, what? I was giving him mouth to mouth CPR.
Yeah,
he was choking.
I'm clearly choking in that video. Yeah, we did all right though. It was a good year. Probably my best year of basketball. After that, it's downhill.
Bro, that shit was embarrassing for us. We stepped out there with our fucking highlighter yellow shirts.
Yes, sir.
What was yours, Biggie Smalls?
No, mine was, I think it was just Naff.
Mine was El Chapo.
Yeah, you were El Chapo. Fuck, I remember Jimmy. Oh, no, that was later. I remember he was Tree 90. We put a tree on his.
Tree 90, yes.
Yeah.
Bro, fuck.
Are you the one with the pizza on your jersey? Or was that Gardner?
That was me. I had it on the chesticle right here.
The chesticle?
Yeah.
I can't.
What else do I have on here? Do you remember that soccer girl who got hurt?
Yeah, Nicole.
Wasn't it bad?
Bro, yeah, it was horrible.
I think she broke her shit. I can't remember.
Yes. In an intramural game.
Yeah, bro, that was sad. That was tragic.
I feel bad for her.
I felt real bad. She was on the sideline crying. I was like, oh. They're like, we're going to take her to Winfield Medical right now.
Skonce had the same thing happen to him.
I know. He got all pissed. He's like, I'm not playing that shit ever again.
Didn't he just buy new shoes, too? He had just bought those shoes or something.
He bought new ones after he got ripped in them.
Intramural basketball.
I hate him.
Who?
Dude, Skonce. He really bought shoes after that?
He bought it for that season.
Oh, yeah, I thought you meant he bought them after because he was going to blame him.
For that.
Weren't they red? They were all red.
Yeah, they were all red ones. He probably still has them.
Probably.
That man got hella shoes.
He needs to get the J. Cole shoes.
The Dreamers?
That man about to be on a team, too.
Have you seen that? Have you seen him roll?
Yeah, bro, they're sweet.
Are they going to be on roll like shoes next or what?
No.
Yeah, why don't you shout out your Instagram real quick, bro?
They're sold out, Yuli.
Are they? How much are they?
They're sold out and they're reselling for like double the price.
How much are they? How much were they originally?
Okay, I might have lied about double the price. They're about, I want to say low 100s, and now they're selling for like 200.
How much do you buy your shoes for?
Huh?
How much do you actually really buy those shoes all the time? Or are you just pulling those out of a closet?
You're using friends' pictures.
I pull them out of the closet when I buy them, Yuli.
He didn't say what closet you're pulling out of.
Yeah.
My closet.
Hey, hook me up some shoes, bro.
I buy my shoes, but like the J. Cole shoe, I don't see any use for. I don't play basketball every day. I'm not a legit basketball player. I have like two or three basketball shoes I would play in.
What, like my bro? James Harden. You got a shit ton of
Hardens. My James Harden's the ones I play in.
Which ones did you play intramurals with?
The graduations.
The what?
What?
What? No, freshman year, I played in my Bugs Bunny 8s.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, what shoes was I wearing?
Chex. You were wearing those fucking Roshis, bro.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, they you were.
No, I wasn't.
Then what were you wearing? Oh, those fucking ZX.
Those white ones.
Adidas.
No.
What were you wearing then?
Those white. They kind of look like. Those
white Jordans.
Yeah.
Those fucking bricks.
I used to work out in those.
Bro, yes. Oh my God, I remember.
Those you didn't fucking... like my bricks?
Bro, they felt like bricks after all the sweat you had in those. Fucking old disgusting. Ass, gut-ass shoes.
I'm kind of wondering where this went. Those things were iconic.
Bro, do you remember this guy hurt his toe, CG, and he tried to put a steel toe cap on top of his cleats so you could play in a game?
It worked.
Didn't they yell at you to take that off?
No, it fell off. Though I think it fell off like midway through the first quarter, and I was just like, fuck it. If it happens, it happens. And it actually did, but to the other toe.
That shit was funny.
Dude, I was so pissed. So
I was trying to picture, bro. This guy went out there with his Adidas cleat, bro. A steel toe cap on it, glued on.
I was wearing Gardner's cleats because he was put on IR that whole year.
Where did we get that from? I remember cutting that out of a shoe or something.
I bought some steel toe inserts or whatever off Amazon. Walmart. I think if that was a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit, dude. Fuck.
I remember I had those on all that whole week of practice. They actually saved me. I think someone's fat ass, I think it was Yancey, stepped on my toe, and I was like, yes, sir. That's why we have these on. They saved me a couple times, but they didn't work throughout the game. And then I ended up just getting my other toe hurt. It was bad. It was a bad deal.
Bro, your ankles and your toes, bro.
Yeah, my feet didn't. My feet weren't the luckiest things on the field. More luck than your knee.
Wow.
Well,
transition to parties. Okay, let's talk about BD only, Yuli. Let me hit up your BD real quick.
You said BD?
Pause. Yuli, let's talk about the origins of BD only. Your favorite slogan.
My favorite slogan?
Yes. That guy right there is emptying out his BD.
Who is that, bro?
It's CG50FOY.
Nah, who's actually on the who's the one on the toilet?
Who's on the shitter?
You know who that is?
The other piece of shit in this podcast.
Hell yeah! Is that all the toilet paper? What is that?
Yeah, we were stacked up.
Right there.
Let's not talk about all that.
Well, yeah, let's.
There's probably four or five rolls. Corey Mora needed every single one.
Corey Mora?
Oof, throw him under the bus.
I'm just kidding. I think we all just had our own toilet paper in there.
Bro, you tell him about the BD. I'm not even the one that got it started.
BD only?
Yeah, bro.
Bro, that was you.
No, you're not going to tell him why that phrase is even a thing?
Alright, so BD only. There's a guy, he had a house next to a church, and he used to throw parties. But he hated if you parked in front of his house. So he said you could park in the church's parking lot and enter through the BD only, which was his back door. But that's not even what makes this thing fucking hilarious. One night, we see that on Snapchat. Yuli's in Gardner's room talking to him, and they're talking about what the plans are for the night. And this guy, Yuli, on this dude's bed, fucking just laying there like all laid out. Where he's like, hey, you want to hit this BD real quick?
No, I didn't.
Bro, yes.
Y'all lie so much about how that came about, bro. That did not happen. You weren't even there.
Bro, I was in my room. I heard you, bro. I looked over, bro, and you're just all sprawled on his bed. You're like, hey, bro, you want to hit this BD real quick?
That's crazy. You weren't even there.
I was there.
Bro, Gardner exaggerated this. I was just laying on his bed. I was like, bro, you trying to hit this BD only?
You're proving my point.
I wasn't the one laying like this. Like,
or you were laying like that on his bed.
No, I wasn't.
Bro, yes.
And then when was that? Sophomore year, and then it just took off from there.
Yeah, it just took off.
Yeah, because you did it multiple times.
No,
you trying to hit this BD?
Yeah, bro, you always have like, you trying to hit this BD? Try to hit this BD real quick.
Hey, what does that mean?
Bro, we even turned that to a call for O-line. BD, BD, BD.
Hey, it ended up working out. Backdoor. BD, BD, BD. Tell me his backdoor parties weren't lit, though.
Chris, you're not going to say nothing? BD only party stories?
Yeah, Michael Hello? Gordon. You got any for us?
I mean, yeah, I got a good one, I guess. Who brought the friend?
Oh, who's the cat mustard?
Oh yeah, my boy Custard brought a friend, and I was chilling. I was leaning up against, talking to B-Rad and Raul, and she comes in and she says, "Hey, how are you?" And I wanted no part of this. I wanted no part of this girl at all.
Come on.
So I was like, you know, and I'm a nice guy. So I was like, hey, you know, what's up? My name's Michael Gordon. And so we're talking. She says, hey, what do you do? I said, oh, I'm the goalie. I'm the goalie for SC. And I keep giving her all this. I keep feeding her this shit. I'm just feeding it to her. I haven't given up a goal all season, you know. You know, we're number one in the nation goalie. And then
she buying it?
I said, oh bro, eating it up, bro. She's eating it like Zeke, man. And then I said, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom. This is my friend B Red. So I dip. And bro, Raul, what did my dude B Rad do to you? Just tell him he did to you.
Bro, so B Rad, he can play things one of two ways. If he wants the girl, he'll play real smooth and he'll work his magic on her. And then his other way, bro, is just he could be a douchebag, bro, and just find out how to divert the situation as quick as possible.
Sure.
So B Rad, bro, he goes, hey, what's up? My name is B Rad. And, like, he's just being as douchey as possible when he said that. He's like, say what's up to my friend Raul, and just dipped on me. Everybody had a fucking – Christian had a fake name. B-Rad uses his a nickname, and they give out my real name to this girl. And I was like, bro, and thank God I'm ugly as fuck because she did not want to talk to me.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God, bro. Being ugly paid off big time.
Wait, did she really didn't want to talk to you?
I think she's like, hey, Raul, how's it going? And I was like, I think Cushion finally came back and was like, my boy Raul, what's up? I was like, yes.
You peace out of there.
We're fucking Custard. Cushion was the man, except for when he got DJ. On.
Yeah, I was about to say the DJ of the century, of the decade.
Man, that one party where he's just playing nothing but just, like, I just like shit you listen to, like, in middle school, man.
Yeah, Bustard, that was a tough night for you, brother. I think you were on YouTube, too.
Are he's playing Afro Man.
What?
Yeah, remember Afro Man? I was going to clean my room, but then I got high. Da, 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 da.
Hey, we're going to get banned. Copyright.
Right, well, he played Little Dicky. What else did he play, bro? He
looked like a big Little Dicky guy. Man.
Why can't I say, and he's playing BP.
BB?
Bro, hey, we ran that table that night. I can't remember who it was. It might have been me and Yuli.
I know. Bro, there
Yuli
was a...
good at BP? No.
Yes, I
bro,
am.
Ass. Yuli's not good at anything but beer pong, bro. I don't know how.
This is true.
He has one hidden talent, and it's beer pong. That's it.
My stroke is wet, bro. In all aspects of the phrase.
Back checking the chat.
Oh, bro, who?
Phone a friend.
Hey, beep.
Bro, who did you say?
Phone a friend.
That's no.
Yeah, can't repeat her name, but we'll get a bleep in there for you.
That's crazy.
Shitty.
Where's Dave at when you need him?
Where's Dave at?
Wasn't that y'all's girl for a while? She cooked for y'all, I swear.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I can't even say anything, because then they'll know, everyone will know exactly who it is.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know, I guess.
Right, Raul.
Yeah, bro. Look. The perks of you guys... I'll say you guys, and I'll keep that as vague as possible. For, like, messing around with her, was I got a free steak out of it.
Bro,
I got a free juicy ass steak out of it. I got a free trip to Whataburger all the way to Stillwater, bro. But I had to pay for my own meal.
No, that's fine. It's probably cheap there.
Whack. I should pay for my own meal. I mean,
You know, now that I think about it, she bought me a lot of food too. When
when you were being a plumber and laying down the pipe.
Stop.
What? Bro, I was talking about your side job.
Yuli's plumbing.
Yeah.
Yuli's pipe cleaning.
Whoa. Wowzers.
That's how you do it.
Jeez.
Wait, hold on. Before we move on from that, why was she, why does she bring steaks? Like, what? What's the...
They killed a cow recently or something, didn't they, bro?
I think that... What? I think Dave was interested in... I mean, they were talking, and she had said something about she owns a... Her grandparents own a farm outside of Winfield, and then Dave... They said something like, "Oh yeah, y'all should give me, you should give me some steaks." And I think they actually like slaughtering like their cows and stuff on their land, so she ended up bringing us like those steaks. And I remember she just burnt the fuck out of your steak.
I don't even think I ate the shit.
Good.
Bro, you cannot.
Bro, I think you did, bro. You're like, "This is the best steak I've ever had."
I swear, bro. This dude said, "Hey, this is well seasoned."
You, bro, you, there's a few constants in this world, and you not being able to cook is one of them. You motherfucker. You burnt my steak, and then you burnt my burger.
Hey, you never complained on that free food I used to give you, fetish.
What, the beef stroke me off?
Whoa.
Whoa, I thought we were done talking about backdoor parties.
What? No, bro, the beef stroke me off. I'm not going to lie, that shit was fire. Whatever's in the freezer or fridge or wherever the hell it was at.
Yeah.
What? That's what you called it. That, I didn't even come up with that. What are you laughing over there, Giggles McGee?
That is what I called it.
Stroke me off.
I was like, hey guys, if you want any food or some beef stroke me off. In the
I don't know what I was doing in the kitchen. I was trying to find some food. He's like, hey bro, you want some of this beef stroke me off? I was like, what the fuck? How do you think of this shit? Come on.
Sick mind. Sick mind.
That's about right. Bro, you weren't going to say anything? You hadn't said anything in like 2 minutes.
What do I say about beef stroke me off, Yuli? Tell me.
Say you're the second one to the fridge to get some.
Yeah.
Fuck no.
Hey, bro.
I don't even think I ate that thing.
Honestly, I probably ate a majority of it. I love beef.
Bro, I remember when I used to fucking live in the apartment with us, and we had like a brand new bag of tortillas, bro, and you ran through that shit in a day.
Bro, you would eat it with butter.
Bro, you used to make quesadillas for yourself, bro, and you ran through that shit in a fucking day.
Okay, fuck off. It wasn't a day.
Yes. Christian, was it not a day?
Bro, it might have been half a day.
I think it was like when you hurt your ankle, bro, and you're depressed, bro, and you just went through that quesadillas like nothing, man.
What the fuck else was I going to cook? I'm a broke college kid. I got a bum ankle. Quesadillas are worth that.
I'm surprised you didn't put fucking fruit snacks in your tortillas.
No, that wasn't me. That was the fruit snack guy.
No. What? Yuli would have 10 in his pockets of the side pockets of your backpack.
Oh my. Bro, he used to always steal that shit. Yes. Yeah. Bro, he'd finesse all the teachers for their candies and shit.
Yes.
We'd be in class, and this guy, Yuli, would grab his backpack and be like, hey, bro, I know your fat ass wants a Snickers. No? How about Twix? No? Bro, how about some gum? No? Oh, bro, how about a Reese's peanut butter cup?
You'd be like, ah, okay, I'll take that one.
I'm like, ah, all right. Give me the
Hell yeah, whenever we had a class in that hallway in Mossman.
Yeah.
All the professors would have their doors open, bro. You know, I'd hit the little...
Hey, how you doing?
I'd be like, hey, what y'all got for me?
Shoot the shit and then just fucking steal all their candy.
Like, all right, I'm going to go to class. Take all the.
You just got out of my class. What do you mean?
Swipe them, stick them in my backpack for later. Bro, I'd be munching on those throughout the day.
Or he'd save like the granola bars from like that we get from the football.
Oh no, I didn't save them intentionally. But you know how they like they just have them out for you to grab.
Yeah.
I didn't save them intentionally. I just took the whole box.
I just took a bunch of them.
I took a handful, yeah. Stuck them in the backpack. And the Rice Krispies, remember when they were just...
Oh, my... Bro, he was so stingy with that shit.
Who?
You, bro. You'd have, like, 4 or 5 in there. But, hey, bro, let me get a Rice Krispie. Like, fuck no, they're mine. Bro, yes.
Why are you capping?
Why would I cap? Bro, that's what you would do.
You're capping.
You'd be like a KP's Clash or something, bro. You'd be fucking pulling out like four granola bars and shit, looking for all the Rice Krispies at the bottom of your bag. Bro, and I'd be like, hey, bro, let me get one. You'd be like, fuck off.
Hey, honestly, I still use that backpack when I go to the gym to work out. And there's still like wrappers in there.
There's still some life in there.
There's no more Rice Krispies,
bro,
sadly.
Are one of those fucking like holes like fucking ripped up and shit?
Yes, there's a pocket in there that was all ripped, and I
thought you like sewed the strap back on too or something.
I tried to do something, but it just came back undone. Hey, that thing's still kicking, bro.
You need to fucking just kill it already.
No, sir. I'm gonna ride it till the wheels fall off or the strap falls off.
The wheels done been fell off. You're just dragging it through the mud now.
This shit riding on blocks.
That thing's been in the family since like 2007. I can't.
Oh my god.
My older brother used it for whatever. I think that was his high school backpack. Caleb used it for a little bit, and then I think I stole it from him. It's been my gym/travel bag ever since.
Jeez, fuck.
BG needed to hook you up with a new backpack, man.
Who?
BG.
Bro, you're dumb as hell.
You are dumb as hell. Hey, if you
bro,
know,
Christian,
you know.
Who's that lady in your background that keeps popping up?
Huh? Is there someone in the background?
Yeah, that robot.
You keep moving back and there's a fucking whatever on your TV or something keeps popping up.
No, bro, it's a robot.
What? Where'd he go?
What the fuck? We got Danny Phantom over here. Gotta catch him all.
That's Pokemon, you retard.
I see Danny.
No, he says that in the.
You gotta Danny catch Phantom. Him all? He does not say that.
I swear. Gotta catch him all because he's Danny Phantom.
No.
Yes. Because he is a ghost hunter. Yes.
Bro, look this up.
Yeah, look it up.
Can we get a fact check?
No, this is Facebook. No fact check.
Phantom theme song.
You're going to get banned.
Yo, Danny Phantom.
Put the lyrics
he's a
up
phantom.
On the screen.
Yo, Danny Phantom, who was just 14 when his
it's
parents built a very strange machine. Designed to view a world unseen. He's going to catch them all. Oh, damn, he does.
Yes,
there.
Sir! Woo! I get
but
the
you said
bucks.
It wrong.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You said, got to catch them all.
Run me my. That's what I said.
Bro, he's gonna catch them all because he's Danny Phantom.
Gotta catch them all because he's Danny. Whatever. It's the
he's
same
gonna.
Shit.
Hey, you're still wrong. Eat my wiener.
What? Hey, bro, quit picking your fucking. Hey, Gordon uses his AirPods as an ear swab.
You mean Q-tip?
Yeah, call them Q-tips.
Q-tips, whatever.
Yeah, call them I-tips.
I'm about to give you this tip.
Alright, so while we're on the subject of no capping, can we talk about how excited Yuli would get after a road loss because we would get pizza?
Hold on, bro.
Can we talk about that?
Is this turning into like a roast session of me? Bro, y'all are portraying me as being as a fat motherfucker, but I honestly really was.
Bro, he'd be happy because at by the time we get back to the school, bro, he'd be like, hey, bro, you're going to finish that? Give it to
me. Hey,
he'd come back to the apartment with like five boxes.
Y'all didn't complain? Hey, we were set after what? After
bro,
after
I forgot
game,
what game
we
was,
set
we had like 9 boxes of pizza in that house.
The only reason I was upset is because I was still eating that hoe the next game day. This should be in the fridge for a whole week.
I don't know if that was sanitary, but bro, we went through that shit.
What do you mean sanitary? It was fine. It's not
bro,
like...
you can't. I don't think there's a
week
life...
old pizza.
I'll say they have a life, Ely.
When you have to spend $50 or $80 at Walmart, bro, and you can eat old pizza.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I wasn't complaining. Good.
I wasn't either. I'd eat it every day.
I'm surprised we didn't get sick. You got to think, some of those bus rides were 3 or 4 hours before we get those hoes in the refrigerator.
It's not like, that bad. If 3 hours, come on.
It's not that good either.
Okay, yeah, maybe not that good. I remember we'd be getting back. I'd be like, hey, bro, you got like half your pizza left? Let me have it.
I just throw it in my box.
Throw it in the box?
I combine them.
Yes, that's how you did it. You got a standing desk for all? What are you doing?
I'm standing up, bro. My my culo hurts.
From all that BD you've been getting?
Yep. From you.
Your fundillo hurts?
What? Hell yeah, your fundillo.
My fundillo.
Hey, y'all remember that game that we got Popeyes?
We got Popeyes again?
I think it was Friends. What? It was when we lost to Friends. Junior year. This is the game I hurt my ankle.
Oh, me and Christian didn't go then.
Yeah, I must have rode back.
No, yeah, we remember we went out to eat at that Mexican restaurant with your family.
Ooh,
damn, see, what the fuck, see, bro? See. No invite? That's crazy.
I got the invite.
That's crazy.
I don't remember, man.
I'm just kidding. I broke my ankle. What the fuck?
Money making Mitch, bro. He was spreading the love.
Hey, what did he say, Yuli? He said,
"Hey, who did that?"
My brother. He said, "My little brother said, hey, I got it. I'll pay for it."
He said, "I got it. Hey, it's $10, dude. Come on. Here.
Hey, $10. I got the tip. Hey, 10% tip. I got it. $10.
That's fucking funny. I wish I was there for that."
Dude, you should have been there. Where were you? Oh, no, you hoed, bro. You don't want to join
How
us.
How did I hoe? I had a whole time. To join us. Check into
you. You're a piece of shit. You hoed.
How did I hoe? Explain.
Because you don't want to watch that senior night game with us, bro.
I wasn't.
Instead, he wanted to sleep in a shitty hotel in Winfield, Kansas.
Okay.
Yeah, am I wrong?
You mean you're not wrong?
Shitty. Hey, that was a cold ass night, Gordon, just by the way. I didn't bring near enough protection from the elements.
Yeah. And you slipped in a chair, didn't you?
Hey, I'm not gonna lie. That chair was pretty comfortable.
You slipped in two chairs, didn't you?
Yes, sir. Shout out to my boy Torrent for setting it up for me too.
T-O-R-G. Yep. N-O.
I think those two chairs are probably more comfortable than the bed that I sleep on right now. No, I'm not boosting at all.
That's some good stuff. Colder than your house, though, on the weekend. That's facts.
Yes, sir. It's free.
This man usually got free utilities on the weekend.
It's free.
It's free, hey,
bro. But he has one blanket. We didn't even have a blanket downstairs, hey, bro.
Bro, hell no, bro. Me and Christian are sharing a blanket in that house. We have ourselves with pillows and shit.
Hey, hell yeah. Who got to sleep upstairs with me? Gardner?
Yeah. Gardner, we're BDing each other.
No.
Yes, bro.
No lie, bro. This is what Gardner looked like the whole night up there.
In your asshole? Damn.
Yeah, that's...
Whoa, I didn't say that.
Bro,
that's
crazy.
That's the face he used to make when you give him the reach around.
That was his face when he saw that the calf had sausage patties.
That was his face on Thanksgiving dinner. When they served at the calf, they served Thanksgiving dinner.
Hey, those are eating the calf was your favorite, bro.
Yeah, Miss Kathy was my favorite.
Hey, tell me why one of the ultimate betrayals is Gardner going to the calf without us.
Dude.
No, hey. No, we wouldn't trip so bad about that, bro. But when we did that to him, he'd lose his shit. Remember?
I know. I swear.
See, you guys are fucking fake, man. What the crap? Tell me.
Be like, Gardner, you go with us literally like 5 days out of the week without us. What are you talking about?
Bro, he was the only guy I knew, bro, who had breakfast, lunch, and dinner in that house.
I know. I'd be skipping meals, bro. I would just be too tired to even go in there and deal with the shit.
Which is me and Jay call a day.
PB&J in the bachelor pad of Sutton, whatever.
No, that or whenever, dude. Whenever a freshman year, me and Dave, bro, we bought the loaf of bread. No cap, bro. You can ask him. That bitch was fresh for like 2 months, bro. Yes.
I don't know about fresh.
What?
But it's good.
No,
good
no, bro. It was still okay. Good. It was still edible. No mold.
There's no way,
bro. Yes.
2 months?
Bro, it was like 2 months. Ask Dave. We had the hoe in there forever.
No.
Yeah, me and bro, we cook on my Foreman, like little grilled cheeses with that shit.
2 months?
Bro, yes. It was a long-ass time we had that bread.
What kind of bread was it?
It was a Walmart brand bread, wheat bread.
No, there's no way in yes. hell.
Bro, just you can sitting call out? And ask them.
Just sitting out.
Yeah, we fucking had it in the back still, like,
wrapped yeah, up. But I'm saying, like, not in, like, the fridge, not in the freezer.
No, bro, just sitting out on those little janky-ass shelves in Moss, I mean, not Mossman, Wally.
Oh, my God.
We're going to announce this week's winner. It's absolutely fucking no one. I don't know if you're going to use the rant from earlier, but I literally gave you the artist. I gave you the SoundCloud link. All you had to do was click the fucking link. Listen to all the songs played. And you know what? Now that the fucking contest is over, it's the first fucking song on there. Ford Focus. Shout out to Ken LaFleur.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hey, but no cap. If y'all want to listen to the rest of his stuff on SoundCloud, he's also on Spotify. Find him on there. His EP, First Gold Chain's on there. Oakland's Finest. All I got to say.
Y'all are, hold on, bro. Before we get off that, y'all are dog shit. Wrong answers. Awful. Trash. All right. I'm done.
All right, and then I think we're going to keep the $30 monetary value for next week's contest. Stay tuned. It'll be another SC alumni. I'll give you that fucking clue. And if you're at least in the school in the past year, 2-3 years, dude, you at least know who made the song, and you'll know, and you've heard this song before.
And if you don't guess it, I don't know. I don't know. You live on a rock.
We're going to go ahead and hit you with the outro here. All right. Great episode, boys. Episode 4 in the books. Find us on Spotify, Has Been Nation, and also find us on YouTube at Has Been Nation. Make sure to email us. We're not going to check that shit. So just go ahead and DM us on Twitter. We'll do some live Twitter questions next episode. Make sure to stay tuned. DM us some questions. Peace.
Yeah. Shout out to SC. Yo. The game's hot, the game's on, the jinx on. We run it up, they run it out, we lead on. The student section is teed up, the jinx on. I'm feeling crazy and I feel amazing, my jinx on. The game's hot, the game's on, the jinx on. We run it up, they run it out, we lead on. The student section is teed up, the jinx on. I'm feeling crazy, I feel amazing, my jinx on. I'm feeling like swaying away.